Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We have a couple things we want to talk about today, and a couple things have come up that are very important that we do talk about.
There's a variety of things we want to cover that have come up recently, and we thought we should address them. So listen carefully. You may have questions about it. You can always call us, and you can listen to the show and call here to the station.
One of the things that has come up quite recently, of course, is identity theft. We hear a lot about that. People who lose their wallets or their keys when they have information on those, or
cell phones,
or somebody gets into their computer and plucks their bank accounts out of there, and at that point you're in trouble.
So therefore, there are some steps you can take. Number one, there are programs out there that monitor all of your assets.
I'm talking
basically your credit cards,
etc. Stop a minute on that. We do not sell that, or we do not promote any particular company, but there are some good companies out there that do that. And if you do your stuff on a computer, which neither Leanne and I do on our banking, but if you do it, you probably should buy one of those monitoring companies, because they will notify you if there's a problem. And if there's a problem, you don't want your assets to disappear. And that could very well happen.
Or there's little things that will crop up that you didn't realize that they had gotten into some of your things. And therefore, you don't realize until it's too late. So consequently, this is something you need to check on. One example I'm going to give you is something that happened to us. And this was about a year ago. Garwin called me when I was at work, and he said, "What did you order? There's something in a huge box sitting on the steps outside the door." And I said, "I didn't order anything." Well, I said, "Maybe our daughter had ordered it online and wanted to deliver to our place in case they were gone."
Or the kids couldn't get a hold of it. Maybe it was birthday presents. But Leanne said nothing.
So Garwin brought it in, and I said, "Open it," and guess what was in it?
Well, it was a big mechanical device, which I had no clue what it was. And it was heavy. I had all I could do to drag it. It was on our step, and I had all I could do to just drag it up the one step into the house. It was that heavy. So I called Leanne, and we talked about it, and I called the three kids finally. Got a hold of them. No. So I called down to Ohio, where it was from, and said, "I don't know what this thing is." "Well," he said, "this is a device you put on your racing car to prop up the speed." And I don't know, Tom, no, you know what it was. I don't know what it's even called.
Tom, anymore. The engineer, is saying, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's something for, so you can burn alcohol and make that thing go like a scalded dog.
Well, when Garwin called them and they said, well, it was ordered yesterday for the next day delivery.
Special delivery.
So we said, well, who ordered it? Well, he said, "I have an American Express card."
Leanne Lenander.
And the box is made out to me. And I said, well, I'm a woman, and you know what? I'm not into racing.
We were in our 70s, and it was like, we're not ordering something to speed up our cars. Okay, he said, send her back. So we sent it back.
But first of all, I checked with American Express, and it had already been billed on my account. So needless to say...
By the way, that was $2,200.
So they immediately disregarded it and changed the account. That's one thing. If you run into anything, you may have to do. You may have to check your account and immediately have it changed.
And by the way, they called back, the company in Ohio called back a month later and said, "Mr. Lenander, how far is Blaine from Stillwater?" "Oh," I said, "I don't know, 15, 20 miles. I was paused for a moment. I said, you got another order, didn't you? And he said, yep.
Well, one of the things that was happening is when they do next day delivery, so many people work. It was delivered, and if we had not been home, somebody would have been
watching,
would have gotten it and taken it, and we would not have known anything about it. In fact, I believe they had had some other instances of this. So this was not just us that it had happened to, but that was something that really woke us up to what can happen when you don't know everything that goes on out there. And this was one type of a investment that we never planned to make.
No, I don't, and I can't even explain what it was, and I don't understand racing cars, but it was $2,200 worth that we didn't get tapped for it, but it could have killed us.
So needless to say, we followed up on it immediately. So we not only contacted the company it came from, but we contacted the credit card company, and they were very, very anxious to oblige us. The other thing is, if you are on the computer a lot, or if you have credit cards, they will come back quite often and say, change your password. Please do that. In fact, there's been several instances. We have a Yahoo account, and they came back to us and said, change your password. Your bank will come back and say, change your password. And this is why it's so important, because identity theft is very prevalent in our in all of our industries now.
Right.
Target really got hit right after Christmas. But it wasn't only Target that got hit. There was Macy's, and there's been a lot of different companies. And even by Target, it came in on a roundabout way, something that they weren't prepared for. So if you've lost your wallet, you lost your cell phone, or you see something unusual, or they say, change your password, please do that. Change your password and check your records constantly.
Okay, now, Leanne, that should be enough on that.
Right. We've given our little lecture here.
What about the emerging markets? This is something we hear about. The emerging markets, what are they? Who are they? And why should we be excited about them or involved in them?
The emerging markets deal with a lot of different countries out there. We hear about Thailand. We hear about Australia. We hear about India. In fact, India is actually up. There's one ETF that has India, and it's up 32% this year already. And we had an FPA meeting that even talked about India. There were people there that were talking about the whole global situation. And the emerging markets that include all of these different Asian countries, that include countries like Australia and include countries like Asia and Brazil, India is, with the new person in charge, looking at changing their infrastructure, looking at changing their whole situation. And by doing that, there is a country that is really going to expand and grow. Now, you've got to understand, if you go into a country like just India, you've got a lot, you could take on a lot of risk. For instance, there are countries like India, China, Japan that are individual countries that they talk about, even Russia. You can go just into Russia, although I don't think we're going there. But at any rate,
You've got all your portfolio in Russia.
I don't think
you?
So. But the thing is, if you are willing to take quite a bit of risk in like one particular country, you may find a lot of growth or a lot of downside depending upon what's going on with that country, and you better keep a close eye on it. If you want to avoid just having one country, then look at the ETFs that go into different countries, or you look at your mutual funds that go into different countries. Look at how they're divided. Look at what they're suggesting you invest in. But it does give you an option globally to get a lot more diversification, and quite often they are growing faster than we are, an older country that's been around a long time, that have all our resources set, this kind of a thing. So what you're looking at is an opportunity for a lot more risk, but a lot more options for growth. So it's something that you can and might be good for your portfolio.
Well, Leanne, with the opportunity for great growth, you have to take some risk.
Correct.
Part of the bargain, part of the deal, that if you can get a tremendous amount of growth, you may have to take on some risk. So that's where you have your diversification in your portfolio, whether that's in a mutual fund or in an ETF or a particular stock in India, but that's why you want that big growth, but for that big growth, you might get spanked.
There is one mutual fund I'm thinking of that I do like, and I'm not even going to give the name. What I'm going to say is it has a couple of different options for people, and it's very diversified, but it gives you growth in income and dividends. So one is growth in income and one is dividends. If you want to know more information about that particular mutual fund, go ahead and give me a call. And that number is 651-365-5000, 651-365-5000. You can go into the websites. You can look for diversification. You can look at your portfolio. You can talk to your portfolio manager. The reason I particularly like this one mutual fund is because of the diversification of the portfolio management. But not only that, they go ahead and they do one pays dividends, and another one is a little bit more conservative and also pays dividends, and they give you opportunities for growth. So emerging markets is something people were jumping out of when we were going through some bad times globally, but now it's coming back.
And it should be back.
And
part of your money should be there.
And you can also get just a plain global fund, which covers both the U.S. and globally. You can get all kinds of different mutual funds out there, or ETFs, that cover different areas in the whole global marketplace. So don't think that just the U.S. is the only place to be. In fact, a lot of your mutual fund companies actually will have a portion of other countries' portfolios in their portfolio, a portion of their stocks or bonds that might come from that other, you know, other country. They have the right to go ahead and get some global into their, you know, portfolio. So this is something you should think about. We are a global economy with our country, with our companies in lots of different ways, like 3M, McDonald's. I could name tons of companies that are in other countries. But you can be diversified in a different way by using a mutual fund than you or an ETF, and you don't have to worry about picking out the right country and the right stocks or bonds within that country.
And if you don't like a particular country that's into that mutual fund, you don't buy that fund. You look for another one. There are a plethora of different funds or different ETFs around.
Right now, India's the hot one. China is having some problems, but it's still a big economy. And Japan has been coming forward more. So those are just some. Brazil has had some problems. They all have problems in different ways.
Different times.
Different times. Just keep that in mind, that depending upon your portfolio, it's something you should consider.
We are always looking for subjects, things that people are questioning about. What strikes your fancy of like the question? So if you get questions, we'd sure love to hear from you. You can call us at 651-436-3997, 651-436-3997.
Or the other number is 651-365-5000.
We have a guest in the studio this morning, and we would like to welcome our granddaughter with us this morning, Alexis. And she's been sitting here.
Can you say hello, Alexi?
Hello.
She wanted to see what Grandma and Grandpa do. We're always anxious for people to give us suggestions for what we want to cover, so we'd love to hear from you. So thank you for being with us this morning on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.